Rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the fifth day. What day is it? Is it the fifth? No, it's the eighth day of August. And I tell you, time is moving by and we have much to be thankful for. We're grateful that God woke us up right early this morning and clothed us in our right minds. And we thank God for each of you who are participating in a part of this inspirational moment as you prepare to make your way into this beautiful day that God has afforded us and allowed us to be a part of. And so we give God the glory, honor, and all of the praise. Let me give you the playback number for those who will hear this message later by playback. 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Well, as you know, as we prepare to start today, we've been preaching, teaching, and talking about winning and winning the day and how important and how significant that is for us to win, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And there's something on the inside of us that just won't quit because of what God has placed inside of us. We have to have a boldness and a sure determination in the midst of everything that we're going through, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I tell you, all of us, we have those points and those periods in our lives where things don't seem to fall in line and it looks like everything is falling apart. We're trusting God with our vision. We're trusting God with our calling. We're trusting God with our lives. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We're calling those things that be not as though they already are, but it's still some things that just don't seem to align with what we're believing God to do in the spirit realm. And so what we see in the natural is not a reflection of what we are expecting God to do in the spirit realm. I want to encourage you to hold on and continue to trust God, because he's not through with you yet. He's doing something. He's preparing you for greater. Greater is on the horizon. Eyes, the Bible says, have not seen nor ears heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And so even though it may not look like what you're expecting God to do in your situation, you're thinking of the final outcome, but there's a process that leads to your winning. And when you get there, it's going to be for others to see just what God said he would do in your life and confirm that for them so that they can have the confidence and the boldness to make it through their situations and their circumstances. Because all of us have trials. All of us have tribulations. All of us have bad days. All of us go through some things. All of us experience the unexpected. But we serve a God who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said, I'm going to be there, you know, even when you don't feel me, even when you don't think I'm close, even when you don't think I'm right in your presence. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end. So that's a word of encouragement for somebody today who's perhaps thinking about throwing in the towel or giving up or walking away. No, hang on in there. And God might be trying to get something done in you to perfect you for what he's about to accomplish in your situation. You know, last week we mentioned and talked a little bit about this book titled An Enemy Called Average by John Mason. And we talked about how important it is for us to take seriously our calling and the mandate of winning that God has placed upon our lives. And in this little book, Mason talks about an enemy called average. And many times we fall to an average state of mind and we settle for things that God never designed for us to have. And we move around and we exist on an average state of mind. And the enemy is sitting back in splendor isolation. He's laughing at us because we have so much in front of us and so much that God wants to give us that we are not using, nor are we accessing. As a matter of fact, John 10:10 tells us that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But here it is. Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So winning is never easy. James says, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations, knowing that the trying of your faith is what worketh patience. Then he says, let patience have a perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So you got to work at this thing. Winning is never easy. You got to work every day. You got to be respondable. You've got to put on the full armor of God. Even if other people don't encourage you, and we told you that last week, you got to learn how to encourage yourself. You know, many times we're looking for people to affirm us and to encourage us and to tell us what a great job we are doing. But no, God will affirm you. God will tell you what a great job you're doing when you are abiding in his will and you're doing according to what he would have you to do. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will and shall be given unto you. So even when people don't seem to appreciate what you're doing, know that God has a plan in motion that's going to give you promotion. All right, I'm talking to somebody this morning, and so I just want you to be encouraged in the midst of what you're going through and come against the attack of the enemy who's trying to keep you at a place and a state and a existence that God never intended for you to be, and that's called an average state of mind. So as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating this morning over what I would share, I just want to piggyback off of just a little bit of what I shared with you on last week from Mason's book, and talk about how to face your enemy. Because many times when we see the enemy and we're not prepared to deal with him, oftentimes we fall apart and we lose sight of the fact that God has already given us the victory. And sometimes we have to walk in it before we see what God is going to do. Once you step out, then that's when God will step in. And many times when we see something and we see it in the natural, we have an assumption that it's going to be difficult, it's going to be hard, and that God is not going to be with us. We're going to have to do this in the natural. But no, you have to step out and watch God step in. And once you do that, then God will begin to reveal further his plan for your life. But in Acts the 9th chapter, verses 10 through 19, this story is about Ananias and how he was called to go to Saul then and confirm that God had a message for him. And I'll pick up and read a little bit of this, but you can read it at your leisure today. That's Acts the 9th chapter and verse number 10. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus called named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here am I, Lord. Go. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to a street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one named Saul of Tarsus. And behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, before kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and laying his hands on him. And he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me so that you might receive sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, the Bible says, there fell from his eyes something like scales. And he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. That was a powerful passage. That's Acts the 9th chapter, verses 10 through 19. But you know, you got to learn how to face your enemy. Ananias, in this text, he was instructed to face his enemy and to heal him, not just to face him, but to fix him. And many times when we see things in the natural, we say, ain't no way, God, I'm going to be able to be victorious over this. There's no way, God, I'm going to be able to win this situation. But here it is. Jesus has to prepare us to face our enemies. So we have to make sure that we consult with God, that we are on the same page with God, that our will is aligned with his will. And he's already prepared us for the winning that yet lies ahead. And then here's another thing. Jesus has the power to fix our enemies. Many times we think that it's in our own strength and our own might and our own power and that we're able to fix what only God can fix. When the Bible is clear, when it says it's not by strength, not by power, nor is it by might, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord, that I'll bring it to pass. So we have to trust God even when we can't trace him. We got to trust in the timing of God. And we've got to know that God has the power to fix our enemies. And then we can face them without fear. Because many times our enemy is what keeps us from winning the victory. Many times we put our eyes on our enemies and we take our eyes off of the goal that God yet has in store for us. And so we have to be clear in our minds and in our spirits that the victory belongs to God. God will fight our battles. He will give us what we need when we need it and allow us to be victorious even over our enemies. And we have no reason or we have no right to feel discouraged or despondent or be fearful, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And I tell you, if we take on that kind of mentality, that's a winning mentality when we know that the victory shall be ours and that greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. And so I encourage you to read Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 10 through 19. You can read that entire chapter because God used Ananias to go to his enemy to help him understand the significance and the importance of what God yet had in store for him. And as a result of Ananias trusting God and believing God and going in, not in his own strength, but in this power and the strength of God, we know that Saul later became Paul, and he became a mighty instrument in extending the kingdom and winning the Gentiles and crossing over the barriers that so many people were not able to get to. And as a result, we came into the faith. And now we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So Jesus has to prepare us to face our enemies. He has the power to fix our enemies, and we can face them without fear. And then you will indeed have a winning mindset, and you're on your way to win the day. Well, that's the thought for today as we prepare to make our way through this, the 8th day of August. And I hope and pray that it will be a fantastic day for you. And know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And victory shall be ours. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we're eternally grateful for your presence. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for waking us up right early this morning, clothing us in our right minds, and giving us yet another opportunity to give you praise. We pray now to the Lord that as we make our way through the remainder of this day, that you will go before us, that you will order our steps, that you will lead us in the way in which you would have us to go, and help us not to be confused by what we see in the natural. When you have placed us on assignment, when you have given us a call, we know that if we but yet step out, that you will step in. So we love you today and we honor you and we bless your name. We pray for those who are bereaved today. We lift up those who are yet struggling and straining and those who are trying to make sense of everything today. We pray for those who are yet going through surgeries and who are coming out of surgeries and who are on the road to mending and who are going through rehab. We pray that you would give them a strength and a peace that surpasses all understanding. So we love you today and we honor you and we bless your name. And so now, God, even as we move forward into the remainder of this day, we ask that you would go before us and lead us in the way in which you would have us to go. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, all right, that's our thought for today. That's Acts the 9th chapter, verses 10 through 19. And look, as you make your way, don't forget now to keep your spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. So you be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.